Love and Marriage.
We can't afford the rights to that.
I'll stop it right there. But it's now in their heads. Hey, it's Get Geekish. I'm Derek.
I'm Bino.
And
you're listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
You probably already knew that. But we're talking.
I would hope so. They click on Get Geekish, and then all of a sudden they're like, who are these guys?
This is, yeah, okay. this week we decided that we are going to talk about TV endings, because there's been a lot of endings, well, big endings have happened recently, and, you know, people get upset one way or the other, but throughout history there's been a lot of TV shows that have ended. Pretty much everything that's not on the air right now has ended at one point.
What?
And not many of them do it well.
Well, this is going to be interesting, too, because our memories suck.
This so is true. There might be a lot of, wait, what happened at the end of that show?
Which we've already had trying to come up with a list, so...
Because keep in mind that a lot of the shows that we're going to bring up, too, also aired before the age of digital streaming, so mm-hmm. you couldn't just binge through and see how it ends. There's series that were on the air for 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, and you might have loved the show, but at most, you could have watched the show once a week for 6 months out of the year, and then maybe some reruns when they come around.
And you're like, I don't remember that episode. What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then the thing is, too, is I remember, you know, watching Fresh Prince going up, and then even the reruns. It seemed like they always showed the same reruns from a certain season all the time. So there's like a season where I've seen almost every episode over and over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
But then the later seasons, I'm like, oh.
We talk about Transformers all the time. For as big a fan as I am and was of Transformers, I'm fairly certain I didn't know the last 40 or 50 episodes even existed. Because when I watched it, I get up and watch it before school or after school, it was on, watch them, and it was like the same 35 episodes as all I ever saw on TV.
I mean, to be fair, when they got to season 3 of Generation 1 with the Quintessons, it kind of got weird. But
yeah, I did. I probably wouldn't have liked it as much if I got to that point, but Ninja Turtles did the same thing. That was on Channel 2 every day after school at 4:30, and they played season 2 like every other month. It's like, oh, this one again. Okay, cool. Don't you guys have any more episodes?
Well, and that's what kind of the problem that we were running into with this, too, is going back, I watched a lot of TV as a kid. Don't get me wrong. I played outside, too, you know. Let's stop it right there. But, I mean, I grew up in a podunk town where there wasn't much to do. I didn't have internet. I didn't have cable. So I watched, you know, the basic television. So I saw the same cartoons over and over again, played the same video games, saw the same movies. But it was one of those ones where, like you just said, I don't think I ever saw something in order until I became a little bit older, like maybe late high school type things, because that's when we got cable. And mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like it's one of those old grandpa on the front porch moments we're having right now, but now when people, especially younger generations, are just, they've always had media that you could access all the time and put out entire seasons at once. Like the Dragon Prince on Netflix. They put it out in a season at a time. New episode comes out. You can watch it all in one afternoon. Years ago when a TV show came out, oh, sweet, the new season starts. Okay, first episode's going to air August 2nd. Okay, we can see it once every week until next February. Like, that's 10 episodes
strewn
over the next 6 months.
Not counting holidays. Yeah. That was the worst.
And so you never saw anything sequentially, so every episode had to stand on its own to a point. And if you tried to do something that expanded shows, like remember the TV shows that would do the two-part episodes?
Ugh.
And it was such a pain in the butt because you could...
Well, not only that, like you look at the TV shows too that would do the, like kind of a cliffhanger type of thing before their Christmas holiday break thing.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 months would go by because, you know, you'd have all the holidays going on, then you have like playoffs. So 2 months would go by, you come back into it, you get to watch like 2 weeks, and then they have like the March Madness, and then it takes over. You're like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm. Or when your favorite show is interrupted by some malarkey, like a presidential address or something like that.
Well, what's funny too is when we were talking about shows, you know, we were asking our wives about shows because they've seen a lot that we haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was sitting there, she's like, oh, this is on Netflix now. I'm like, yeah, but I'm thinking it's the only seasons we got. She's like, I don't know, when you're streaming, it's so hard to see which episode you're on. I'm like, man, we're so entitled. We're so
really
cushy.
Easy because it actually shows where it played on.
I know.
But, whatever.
But if they just added it on there,
oh,
we've
yeah,
already,
yeah.
You know, we've watched on the DVDs like heathens.
That's true. And we also want to say, because this episode may turn into a lot of complaining about stuff because there's a lot of bad TV endings. But I feel like the people that make the TV shows also are playing with the deck stacked against them. You get a writer or a producer that's putting this TV show together that has this grand idea. either these writers never want the show to end, or they've got a plan of, like, this is like a 3-season story I've got to tell. And then they're just, sweet, we're going to turn it into 9 seasons.
Or it's the opposite.
Okay, yeah. Or I've got 10 seasons worth of material. Oh, we're going to cancel after 3. Okay. So they're this rock and a hard place, and a lot of the networks go on there. There's shows we're talking about that get canceled partway and picked up by another network, or there's a threat of being canceled, or back 10 or 15 years ago, there was the big actors' strike, or the writer's strike. So TV show writing went down the tubes for a while.
Oh, and TV episodes were only like, because I remember it's like the season 4 of The Office is only like 14 episodes long instead of the standard 20 whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't know. It's interesting. Let's get into it.
Okay, so first one that started this whole process is one that has possibly could have been one of the better endings in TV history, in my opinion, but then they ruined it and brought the show back.
What's that?
Scrubs.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That one's near and dear to our hearts.
Somehow we're like the all-white version of Turk and JD.
Yep. God, I love it. Anyway.
Just got weird.
That show... was fantastic. It went 8 seasons, 9. Well, it went 9 seasons, but I don't count the 9th season. So,
yeah. So, but at the very end, when they were first getting canceled, when they got off, was it ABC that canceled them?
It was NBC.
NBC got to the last episode of the season where he's walking out of the hospital, and it does the montage flashback of showing previous stuff and then looking into the future.
So NBC canceled it after season 6. ABC picked it up. Either 6 or 7 and 8, and you could tell the feel of the show kind of changed a little bit.
Yeah, they lost a lot of the actors, a lot of the characters, and brought in a bunch of new ones that just didn't have the same lovable feel that the original ones did.
Right, and then but they ended up ending it on a good note with the whole montage at the end, and then they decided to, after the actors left, to carry it on for another season and do Scrubs, but they is kind of like Saved by the Bell, new class type of situation, but it was like Scrubs interns or something. It was horrible.
Yes, but if you just cut it off with the montage episode, I still get teary watching that when it comes on. I'll pull it up and I'm like, oh man. See, and every time I hear that freaking song, Storybook Love.
Yep. Season 8, episode 19, my finale, part 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to end on.
Yeah, that will get you right in the feels.
Get you right.
If you have a soul at all. Oh, and so that right there would have been a great ending, but then they carried it on and kind of jacked it up. So
I don't know.
What's another good ending that you can think of?
One for me that I know you haven't finished is Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
I
guess there's also one that there's going to be spoilers if we're talking about any of these shows. We're going to be talking about how they end. So
right now,
plug your ears.
Right now, somebody's like, I'm on season 5 of Scrubs. What the heck?
Statute of limitations, bucko. Statute of limitations.
Spoiler alert. We need like an alarm. Anyway, Breaking Bad, I think for what the show was, you know, and you have a hard time getting into it because you don't find any of the characters relatable.
No, we made it to the first season and a couple episodes into the second, and there's not one character that doesn't need to be slapped, thrown in jail, and forgotten about.
But that's the whole point of the show. Anyway... you know,
I know plenty of people in real life that like to slap and forget about. I don't need to watch a TV show about more.
So the whole premise, if you don't know, I mean, come on, it was a big phenomenon. A chemistry teacher gets cancer and then decides to cook meth to try to pay his bills, and then becomes a kingpin, goes into remission, still carries on with it. And then the ending, it just kind of comes full circle. He gets retribution, and one of his partner gets like abducted and thrown into like a... Basically, he's an indentured servant to these meth kingpins that he has to keep cooking. So, and he kind of feels like it's his fault. So he goes and gets him out. Huge finale with the machine gun in the trunk and everything like that. Great. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with the Breaking Bad movie when that comes out. But we'll see on that one.
Well, I did hear that the follow-up, the Call Saul or whatever, was supposedly really good. But
that's what I heard too. It's more of like a prequel. Like they jump back and forth, like when stuff was happening then and before stuff. So I never watched Better Call Saul because that's another thing for another topic of spinoff shows. So
yeah,
we won't go down that road right now. But what else? MASH was one of the best rated endings, right? But
yeah,
how many episodes are there in MASH?
I don't know. MASH was one of the longest. I think at the time it was the longest running show up to date, right?
No, Gunsmoke was.
Gunsmoke. whatever. But it, I mean, and MASH is one of those shows that I never loved MASH, but I still enjoyed it. Even as a child.
They had 11 seasons.
MASH was still entertaining. I didn't understand most of the war references. I didn't understand Klinger. I didn't understand anything going on, but it was still entertaining somehow. Might have been because there's lack of anything else to watch, but.
Yeah, it seemed like MASH was always on.
Mm-hmm. And MASH definitely had. It was one of the shows that had characters built up, so people all across the country were a part of MASH. They all had characters and knew the stories about stuff, and it was you know, invited in everybody's home. So when MASH ended, it was a big emotional tribute. Right. And that picture when he's saying had goodbye written in the rocks and the helicopter flying away, that was pretty spectacular.
Yeah. But they made it 11 seasons. Last one, February 28th, 1983 was the last season of Goodbye, Farewell, and Amen. So there you go on that one.
Mm-hmm. Another one that I thought had a pretty good ending was the Avatar The Last Airbender cartoon series.
Not to be confused with Avatar The Blue People movie or The Last Airbender, which is a movie we will not talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably end up talking about it at some point. Maybe we'll do a Mystery Science Theater for it. Anyway.
And it's kind of a prequel to The Legend of Korra, but
right.
The series alone. The series had an option to go because the rumors are that there was going to be a fourth season of Avatar that kind of kiboshed with all the hubbub of doing a live-action movie and stuff, which could have been great because you did mention that Zuko went on a quest to find his mother.
Right.
And it kind of just didn't follow that, but I think that's what season four would have been.
I was going to say, because like, I was trying to think of what season four would have actually entailed, because they defeated the Fire Lord, spoiler alert, and who is voiced by the awesome Mark Hamill.
Katara beats Azula, Aang yep. fights Lord Oz, Aang gets hurt and goes in the Avatar state. They take his firebending abilities away from Oz. Then the Sokka, Toph, and Suki destroy the Fire Nation fleet. Zuko gets named the new Fire Lord. Sokka and Katara get reunited with their father. And Zuko goes off looking for his mom, and Aang and Katara smoochy smoochy.
Yeah, and it was a good ending.
Yeah, it was the happy ending, but still not everything is perfect happy. It was right. The realistic happy, like, oh, okay, they won the big battle, and you know, all the things you wanted to happen kind of happened.
And even winning the battle was, they didn't, like, the fight between Aang and I think it's Fire Lord Ozu.
Yeah, Ozu, yeah, not Ozu, sorry.
But the fight between them was very, like, it wasn't one-sided. It was very back and forth, because Aang was trying to, you know, control himself and everything like that and not try to firebend so much, and it wasn't the whole like, oh, good triumphs over evil type of thing. It was like good kind of triumphed over evil, and it was like, hey, like, I understand where you're coming from, but let's work this out type of situation after the whole fight. Mm-hmm. Which was kind of nice,
having empathy for human beings.
Yeah,
imagine
that one.
Okay, what's another good one that you've got on your list?
See, this is The Office. The last couple seasons of The Office after Michael Scott left were not great.
Mm-hmm.
It's still entertaining TV, but not great. But the finale was good. Like, they did a good job kind of bringing everything back together, bringing Michael Scott back. Gets you in the heart if you're an Office fan. Parks and Rec was okay.
Yeah, for what Parks and Rec is, I think the ending was. It ended the show, but it wasn't monumental. It's right. Like, oh, okay.
And we talked about this, too. I think Parks and Rec maybe have went on for a couple of seasons too long.
Almost all the shows do. If you, I worry about saying this is going to make a lot of people very upset, but most of our favorite TV seasons went on just a little too long, because about the time they get really popular is about the time the networks were throwing money in to make sure they make more episodes.
Right.
But that's about the time that they ran out of original good story that they were going to tell. So that's when I think we get a lot of the weird crossover episodes or the dream episodes or the time travel episodes.
Perfect example, Bones. All right. So
yeah.
What it was after season three or season four, Bones was going to get canceled. So like they kind of put a bow on everything on one of those seasons. I don't remember.
I thought it was like season five or six, something like that, but.
How
Whatever
many seasons of Bones is there?
10?
Is there really?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Maybe an 11.
Mm. Anyway, so midway through it, they were going to get canceled, or the show was supposed to end. And it kind of ended on a good note. I was like, okay, I mean, there's still some questions, but okay, I can see that. Because I binged watched the whole, all 10 or 11 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm watching, I'm like, okay, I can kind of see where they're going with this. I appreciate it. But then after that is exactly your point of, this is a popular show. Let's keep throwing stuff at it, because they didn't know they're going to get renewed. They got renewed, and then they did the weird crossover episodes with Sleepy Hollow. Yeah, that was, and they did another one with not Burn Notice, but it's
the Finder.
Yeah, the Finder. And those just felt out of place.
Yeah, that was nothing more than trying to get people to watch other shows because they knew this one was dying.
Right. And then,
and I feel like the end of that show, the show didn't end because it was all it could have been this huge emotional ending of stuff, and it's like, oh yeah, we're all going to keep doing what we're doing, just other places.
Right.
Like, really? What? But we spent 10 years of you guys becoming this team and building camaraderie, and they're like, peace out, I'm going to work somewhere else.
Well, and that's the whole thing too, is like they started doing weird stuff like, oh, the one of the doctors is a criminal now, or, you know, this different stuff like that. And I mean, considering they did the whole, oh, we're going to go our separate ways thing, like they've already did that for a couple of other scenes when they didn't know they're going to get renewed. So it kind of lost its,
we'll just put it, this show about forensic murder, by the last two seasons, one of the major plot points was their boss getting their identity stolen.
Oh yeah.
You're like, why is this part of the show? Like, you got your credit card stolen and you can't buy things and you're, what?
I forgot about that. That was dumb.
Yeah, but because up to that point, Bones was a really great show in the fact that almost every one of the Bones episodes could stand on its own as a start to finish. Like, this is a really cool episode. Even if you've never watched it before, it's a story in it.
My wife's going to hate me. I disagree. So, Bones is one of her favorite shows. The only reason I disagree is because I binged watched it, and every episode is the same. They all, like, I started predicting everything that was going to happen.
Well, they are predicting, but it's each episode, they have the story that has beginning, middle, and end, and they've got other little pieces that build on each other.
Yeah.
But if you're not following that part, you could just watch an episode, and you're not like, what the heck is going on? They're trying to solve this particular case, and it tells the story of that case.
There's only a few episodes that have the running thing to deal with, like, some of the serial killers that they were dealing with, that if you watch that out of place, you'd be like, what? But yeah, I'll give it that. They did a good job telling a story, but yeah. It's a hard one to binge watch for me, but I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's Castle, which is another one, a show that I really enjoyed. I didn't think I would like Castle, but it was a phenomenal
Nathan
show.
Nathan Fillion, come on.
I know, but I started watching that before I was became a big Nathan Fillion fan.
That's another show that you could basically predict every episode. I mean, I think that's with a lot of crime or forensic shows.
Yeah, there's only so many ways we can go if these guys are trying to solve crimes and they're coming back next week.
Yeah.
So when they're facing the perils of death, you're like, yeah, they're going to make it.
Castle was good. Then there's that whole debacle with, what's her name?
The lead actress was upset because she was not getting paid
Nathan Fillion money.
Yeah.
Which I can understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did 8 seasons. You would expect that she should get something else because it was a popular show.
Mm.
I didn't realize they did 8 seasons, but...
Where have you been?
Right? Anyway, the ending of that one, like, even though there's kind of hostility on the set and everything like that, I think they did an okay job kind of wrapping things up.
Especially because they got affected by the writer's strike, like, the second to last season, and then they had to deal with the show abruptly ending, so the way they wrote it felt okay. It didn't feel like it was just dropped off.
Yeah, it carried itself very well.
Yeah. And, of course, the most recent one, Game of Thrones, just ended.
Huge spoiler alert here. So if you want to avoid this and you're still trying to catch up on Game of Thrones, fast forward about 3 minutes.
Like a minute.
2 minutes.
We can recap the entire ending in about 9 bullet points.
True. And here's your fast forward point now. Bing. Okay. Here we go. So Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
The last season has become very controversial to a lot of people who have invested 9 years of their life into the show.
Mm-hmm.
Each season was, what, about 10 episodes, if that?
Yeah,
6?
8 to 10.
Yeah. This one was 6 episodes. Granted, some of them were longer, but everything felt so rushed. They had the Battle of Winterfell in the middle of it.
Well, everything felt rushed, but at the same point, like, nothing happened. If you go through everything, all the major points of interest that happened in season 8, you'd think it was like one or two episodes.
Right. So here's how would I fix Game of Thrones. Put the Battle of Winterfell at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw something like that compared, you're by fighting this thing that has been a looming darkness
The Night King and the White Walkers should not have been solved in a 45 minute part of an episode.
No. And granted, the episode was cool. A little hard to see at times.
Mm-hmm.
It was well done. But that was something that's building up for 8 years, and then it's like over, and then you still have what, three episodes after that, and you're like, okay, what are you guys going to do now? Oh, so you're going to
fight... Two and a half episodes of politics.
Yeah, you're going to go fight Cersei now? Like, and the ending with how Cersei died? No.
Yeah, a lot of the characters died very unceremoniously. And I was okay, the Jon Snow and the Daenerys thing. That seemed a fitting way to go in there.
Oh, Daenerys getting...
Yeah, stabbed on there, yeah. I was okay with that. And I was looking at the other stuff, but I still question how everyone's just like, oh, yeah, the crippled kid that can see through time. Sweet, he's the king.
Well, what I don't understand, too, is why Grey Worm was still so adamant about his queen. I mean, he had his freedom and everything like that. And they're like, well, we need to deal with Jon Snow. First of all, they didn't even show us getting Jon Snow getting arrested.
Mm-hmm.
They showed him stabbing and then the dragon flying off at the body. And the next thing we know, Tyrion's getting walked out. And they're like, where's Jon? Like, he's our prisoner. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, 3 months passed. Okay.
And then the whole Jon Snow's got to go to the Night's Watch again while Grey Worm and all the other people go off to their own little island thing. Why don't they just wait for them to go? And John's like, tell John, hey, you can stay here now.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. It had its plot holes. I think I was getting disappointed in the last season, and then the last episode maybe like, it's okay.
Yeah.
It didn't redeem it as being like an amazing season, but it like made me feel okay with it. A lot of people are up in arms about all kinds of stuff, but I thought it was okay.
For what they had, I guess, you know, that's what happens when the writers get offered the huge, glorious Star Wars and to write the next three movies for that. So yeah. That's kind of why they rush through things.
HBO money, we're out.
Well, yeah, even HBO was like, we'll give you more seasons. Like, they were offering more seasons, but they were like, no, we got to go do Star Wars now. I'm like, geez Louise, guys.
Yeah, so Game of Thrones spoilers are now done. We put them on the list of, it's okay, but yeah. Not great.
Wait, there's another one on there, in there?
There's quite a few of them. We have Firefly, which shouldn't have been an ending. We don't want to beat this dead horse.
At least they got a movie.
They did, and the movie was good, and I wish they could have done more of them. And that's a part of some of the TV shows. Some of these are almost better off leaving you wanting more than leaving off like, man, yeah, we should have ended that season or two ago.
Well, look, okay, we'll go back to Arrested Development real quick. It got two or three...
I don't think we've talked about that yet.
Oh, I thought we did. We got like two or three seasons out of it on TV, and then it got canceled. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, oh, that was a great show, bring it back. Netflix brings it back. I watched it. It's not the same. You watched the original ones when it aired. Those are great. The Netflix one, I never finished it. And I think that's one of those ones where, like, maybe you guys should have just kept it down. So there's that one.
Mm-hmm. We'll go through the list here. BuzzFeed has, of course, a list of some of the worst endings of TV history. How I Met Your Mother.
Ugh.
Somebody summed that up great. Of like, he waited 9 years to find out who the mother is just to watch her die of cancer, and then he ends up with Robin again.
Like, well, not only that, How I Met Your Mother should have ended, I think, after season 7.
Yeah.
At least. Because, or at most, I mean, just because, like,
I feel like that was one of those cute shows that when they came up with it, they probably didn't think it would last 3 or 4 seasons. And when it went that long, you're like, okay, we got nothing else.
Because even like the whole one season was just basically one day at Barney's wedding or whatever. And I'm like, that was a hard one.
Another one, they have the Angel on here. They said that it was pretty much impossible to finish it because the show was canceled in the middle of season 5. So they literally had like 4 episodes to wrap up 5 seasons worth of storylines put together.
Oh, I forgot about Angel.
And you were talking about this one, the ending of Dexter. I never watched Dexter because when my wife was pregnant with our little one, she binged watched Dexter over the summer. I'd come from work and be like, what on earth are you watching?
Great show. So, fantastic, except for the last season, which is the story of most of these TV shows. Him falling in love with his stepsister, she's dying, he takes her body on the boat, rides the boat into a hurricane, and then next thing you know, he's a lumberjack up in Canada. Yeah. What? Like, they had all this potential and then just threw it. And I think that's another thing where they're like, we don't know where we're going with this, so... Hey, anybody got that dartboard?
Yeah, here we go. Let's see here. Desperate Housewives in the Flesh, Mad Men, Merlin. The ending of Chuck. I felt okay with the ending of Chuck.
I never finished Chuck because we talked about this.
Yeah, the last season, again, it kind of went off the deep end into some craziness that it probably should have just ended sooner.
Right.
but it ends with a cliffhanger that you still don't really know if Chuck and Sarah are going to get together. But that's kind of the whole premise of the show. There's, it's, if they would have done the super happy ending and they're getting married, everyone would have been mad and upset. Well, that's ridiculous. They're spies. They couldn't just get married and change their life again.
Every season seemed like the had that will they, won't they type of thing on it. So,
Friends
was okay.
I don't even remember the ending of Friends. Friends was the heyday when I was in high school,
right.
And so it was on all the time. And I was okay with Friends. I didn't love it. But it was just on TV all the time. It was almost like Saved by the Bell Center, where there was an episode of Friends on at least 9 hours a day on one channel or another.
Well, I think Friends did the whole, the very sitcom way of leaving. You know, Fresh Prince did it with the Empty Mansion on for the final season and him saying goodbye to the Empty Mansion. Friends did the empty apartment thing. You know, everybody had their own lives that they were going off to do, and they all said goodbye to the apartment because they all moved out of it. Cheers, didn't they turn off the light of the bar or something like that? So
yeah, very,
I mean,
sitcom-y endings,
yeah.
Which I can understand, because then it's kind of get saying goodbye and thanking everyone, which doesn't make for a great ending, but for a fan of the show for a long time, it feels like, oh, okay.
Well, and for a show that it was basically revolving around that one set piece, you know, you're saying goodbye to the characters and you're saying goodbye to the set piece. Yes, Friends took part in the coffee bar and everything else and had different things, but it was mainly like in the apartment. So
I feel that kind of way about Seinfeld too, because Seinfeld was a big deal. And when that final episode came, that was one that was very polarizing for people. They loved it or hated it. I watched Seinfeld sometimes again. I never got into it, but I watched it because it was on and it was entertaining here and there. So when that final episode came on, they did a great thing in having almost every major character that had ever been a guest on the show appear in court testifying against the people.
Which is another sitcom thing.
Which was kind of fun there. But for somebody that wasn't really invested in the show, it was the dumbest finale ever. You tune in, you're like, oh, well, I'll see what the hubbub's about. You're like, this is an hour of inside jokes. This is stupid. So I thought it was awful, but anybody that really loved the show probably had a much different opinion. Different opinion. This real word's coming
different,
out of my mouth.
Different words. Works.
And one of the premier shows for having ending issues. Lost.
Oh, that's another one that should have ended way before it did.
Yeah, I jumped in the Lost bandwagon about 10 years after it was popular, got sucked right into it. I'm like, we'll just give it a shot. And I was just glued to it. We were watching it nonstop. And then by the time I get to that the fifth season or something like that, you're just, what on earth is this? And then it ends like, seriously? They're all just dead? What? No.
Well, and that's the thing too, is like, I got into Lost, actually one of our old coworkers gave me like the first two seasons of Lost, and it was still on the TV. And I got sucked into do it that way. And I was like, okay, this is good. And, you know, it gets to the whole Penny's boat thing. You're like, oh, yeah, this is good. And then after a while, you're like, okay, you got another encounter with the others. How are we going to wrap this up, guys? Like, what's going on? And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, they're in purgatory?
Yeah. What? The show is a metaphor. To me, is the equivalent of, and then the main character woke up and realized it was all a dream.
Or like Dallas, I mean, the show featured a dream season in which the entirety of season 9 was revealed to have been a dream of Pam Ewing. So, can you imagine that?
I don't know.
That's movies and shows that do that are just a cop out.
Yeah, that's like we didn't think of an ending, so we just have to put something on here. And I mean, we could talk about this because every TV show has an ending, but we should probably let you get back to your regular everyday life here. But
what if they're sitting there like, I don't want to go back to work?
Spoiler, you got to go. Speaking of bad endings.
I thought you were just going to cut it there. Speaking of bad endings, what happened to the audio?
No, we would have a really bad spoiler.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Okay, let's go out on this. Gunsmoke was one of the longest running TV shows. Simpsons passed that up. Has the most seasons now. How is Simpsons going to end?
How are they going to end the Simpsons? I don't even know.
Because I have a feeling that it's been running on for 30 years now.
Yeah, something like some ridiculous number.
It's going to be one of those endings that's going to either be very wrap things up for people who are invested in the show, or people who are invested in the show going, what the heck? type of thing. So that's one I'm...
I almost have a feeling that Matt Groening's going to come up with this ending. It's going to look like there's some epic conclusion, and it's going to be just a big...
Couch gag?
Couch gag, or a, like, making fun of us all for watching his cartoon for 30-plus years.
That's true. Has a Futurama tie-in. They're like, hey, it's back!
The final episode of The Simpsons. It's 23 minutes of Hypnotoad.
We're nerds. Yeah, so what were some shows that you were like, yeah, I'm really sad it's ending type of thing?
Yeah, so that's one here, because I think that's going to be a much more fun discussion for people. Instead of just saying what show is awful, what's a show that you loved the way it ended?
Right.
Let us know. Hit us up on Facebook or Instagram at Get Geekish.
Yep.
And we'd love to hear from you.
Because that's one of the ones that's everybody's opinion's different.
We all have feelings.
End it.